Watch the Sound of Music. It was because I grew up going to church every week and I really enjoyed it in many ways. I felt something when I went to church. But was I actually close to God? What was it that I felt? I'd always believed in God. I prayed. Yet there were times when I wasn't sure what God thought of me. I imagine he looked down at me from heaven and it really worried me that I wasn't right with him. I wasn't confident of going to heaven. So one moment I thought I would be going to heaven, but by that same afternoon I wasn't sure I would be in heaven. And that really worried me. I was confused about what I had to do in my relationship with God. Had I done enough? Would I ever be able to do enough to get to heaven? And the teaching and practices of my church that I went to reinforced that I could never be sure of being right with God, that I could never be sure of going to heaven. I would sin and I would go to the priest to confess my sins like I was told to do. But even when I was in the confessional, I would make up things to say. I was told that attending church was really important and I did that and I liked doing that. But still something wasn't right. I was told to pray to various saints. So, for example, each time before we went on a family holiday, we'd pray to the patron saint of travel so that we would be safe. I prayed for people who had died, that they would go to heaven. And my family paid money to the priest for services to be said, so that if they were not in heaven, we might somehow be able to rescue them from where they were and that they might end up being in heaven. And members of my family still pay money so that my grandmother, who died more than 10 years ago, so that she might be in heaven. I was taught that Jesus died for my sins, and how I could be right with God would be if I believed in Jesus' death, but also in the sacraments of the church I went to. These sacraments were things like baptism and Holy Communion. I was taught I had to participate in these, otherwise I wouldn't be right with God. But as we saw tonight from Philippians 3, God calls all of this false religion. And it's wicked as it rejects the fact that Jesus' death on the cross wasn't sufficient for my sins. Even though those things had all the appearance of being good, like religious, church things, even Christian things, they were all actually worthless. Rather than help me in my relationship with God, they drew me away from God. And so it meant that I really ultimately trusted in myself, not Jesus. I didn't acknowledge that Jesus' death on the cross was enough. I wanted more, and I thought in my arrogance I could offer God more. I could add something to the cross. I didn't actually consciously think that, but in practice, that's what I was actually doing. And maybe as I've shared this, there are some similarities for you. Maybe you are confused about what God thinks of you. You might come to church, you might pray, but do you know for sure if it will count for anything when you meet God when you die? And can we know for sure that we are going to go to heaven? Well, I wasn't sure until one day when I met a woman named Helena. And Helena asked me to go to a meeting that was of Christians. And I thought, yeah, that's fine because I'm a Christian. I know everything about the Bible and I knew nothing. And although I'd been to church all my life, I'd never actually read the Bible for myself. I had always had someone else tell me what it said. And as I read it, it actually made sense. It rang true to me. All of my life I had been unsure of what God thought of me, but as I read the Bible, I came to realise that I could know what God thought of me because the Bible is God's word. It's God's revealing himself to you and me. And the reason why I wasn't sure before what God thought of me was because I was concentrating so much on myself, I was so self-absorbed, that I failed to see what part God played in my relationship with him. And as I kept reading the Bible over a number of months, I came to realise that Jesus' death showed me exactly what God thought of me. Jesus' death on the cross showed me that God loved me, but that I was hugely sinful, so he had to die for me. So I had been taught all my life that Jesus died for my sins, but I wasn't taught that trusting in his death alone for my sins made it possible for me to go to heaven. I was taught to believe in Jesus' death, but also to believe in the sacraments of the church. So it was like Jesus did some work, he died, but I also had to do some work. I had to be baptised, I had to go to church, I had to receive communion. I soon accepted that Jesus' death was enough to pay for my sins, and I was keen for Jesus to be my saviour because I was afraid of dying. I didn't have any assurance of salvation. And so that idea that Jesus was my saviour was really attractive. But being a Christian didn't just mean accepting that Jesus was my saviour. It also meant accepting him as my ruler, as my Lord. It meant trusting him completely with my life. And this idea I didn't like at all. Although I knew God existed and I knew I needed to be saved, I still didn't know God very well. I didn't really have a good relationship with him. And so I wasn't keen at all about living the way God wanted me to live. So I wanted to say I was a Christian, make sure I was going to heaven, but not live as God wanted me to. So basically still, my relationship with God was all about me. But as I kept reading God's word, I got to know what God was like. I got to know his character. And as I got to know him, I found out the way he wants me to live was actually the best way for me. Before I was a Christian, I always thought I was a Christian. But I think more accurately, I was a God-fearer. I feared God, but I didn't really know God. And being a God-fearer is not enough. And my question to you is, are you a God-fearer? And are you satisfied with that? It is not enough to just believe in God. Satan believes in God. God wants to have a relationship with you. And the only way we can have a relationship with God is to accept Jesus' death for us. There is no other way to have a relationship with God. And that came out clearly tonight from Philippians 3. Like, I went to church, I prayed, I went to church every week. I was a good person, but I didn't know Christ, and therefore I didn't know God, and I was, in fact, an enemy of God. I didn't accept Jesus' death was enough. And if you are confused about whether you are a Christian, if you are confused about whether you're going to heaven, you can actually know for certain whether you are or not. So I would really encourage you to read the Bible for yourself. And an easy way to do that, like what Marcus was saying, is to join the Christianity Explored course that runs here, because that way you will read a book of the Bible for yourself. And as I found when you read it, that it rings true for you, that it makes sense for you. So leaving the Roman Catholic Church was extremely difficult for me, and 26 years later, it is still extremely difficult. It is difficult at times with Catholic family and friends. And at my aunt's funeral a couple of months ago was probably the most recent example. And I recognise that some of you here tonight may be Catholic, and I'm not asking you to become an Anglican or part of any other denomination. But I was not convinced the church that I was going to was teaching me that Jesus' death on the cross was sufficient for my rebellion against God. I was convinced it was teaching me that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, but that I also needed to do other things, so I could never be sure I was good enough. I could never have assurance of salvation. But Philippians chapter 3 makes clear to us, doesn't it, that we can be sure, because when God looks at me and when God looks at you, he doesn't see Jane and all my sin. He sees Jesus. And I hope that's true for you as well. Thanks.